This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
The major party candidates for Illinois governor, Republican incumbent Bruce Rauner and Democratic challenger J.B. Pritzker, are spending huge amounts of their own money on their own races as well as down-ballot races. Meanwhile, there are fewer reporters based at the Capitol to keep tabs on them. So I'm wondering, are they pretty much able to go around the media and just run their own campaigns through broadcast and online ads? And if so, what does that mean for journalism, Will, and what does that mean for democracy?
Well, that's a good question. And I had the opportunity, as you did, to meet with J.B. Pritzker when he came into town for a Democratic fundraiser. And I had asked him that question about, are you concerned about the amounts of money, the record amounts of money for this gubernatorial campaign?
And he said, no, I'm not. And he handed you a couple $100 bills, right?
Not exactly.
No.
But he gave me a rather unsatisfactory answer, to the point that he said that this is just politics today and this is what it takes. Albeit that's true, but he's not thinking about the overall impression and how this is reflecting. But to get to your question, this is certainly not giving any service to the people to which the voters, who they're responsive for and responsible to, and we should all be concerned about this.
I have a couple of different thoughts about that. Number one, if you're a PR person, you're alive at the right time. Because your job is very, very important to campaigns like these. You are doing very well by putting your message out on social media, out via commercial ads, and it's happening. It's getting out there without journalists. And PR people are doing a very, very good job doing that. I'm not saying it's a good job for the country, but I'm saying in general, they're doing their job very well. If they can somehow circumvent journalists, they're going to do it. And we've seen this for years. This is nothing new.
Right.
We've seen this with presidential elections. Obama was very good at getting his message out on social media and not always going through the press corps or talking to journalists. We saw the same with a multitude of different presidential candidates. So this is something that we are seeing more and more, and it's something that is easy. I guess it's happening easier because there are fewer journalists out there.
Especially at state capitals.
I mean,
that's really been an issue in Illinois. Will, you went through the public affairs reporting program at the University of Illinois at Springfield, where you do some classwork, but you also intern for a news organization reporting out of the Capitol. I don't know how many different news bureaus there were when you were a graduate student there, but I imagine there's probably half as many now, if that.
If that. I recently returned just to visit the old hunting ground and noticed that it had been diminished significantly. And I've been in touch with and see the director of the program about every year or so. And he's informed me that, yes, there's not as many slots, there's not as many bureaus, and there's not as many opportunities as there once were. So again, folks need to realize that this is not on the best intentions for the general public, that the folks that need to be watched over, especially the Illinois General Assembly, is not. And we should all be concerned about this. This is doing a disservice to our democracy and to an informed citizenry, which we should be providing. But yes, absolutely. The State House Bureau is greatly diminished. When the restructuring of the state capitol had recently completed, used to have the State House press room used to have a prominent spot on a mezzanine that now no longer exists, and they've been relegated to the basement where they don't have at least quite the access, I think, that they used to all the lawmakers.
And to get to one of your points, Jasmine, the use of social media. Eric Greitens, as I recall, used social media to announce his campaign for governor of Missouri, an office he eventually won and then resigned from before he could be removed from office. And I think perhaps if candidates, went the traditional route and held news conferences around the state, some questions might get asked ahead of time instead of being in a position of trying to force someone out of office after they've already won it, and then we start to discover things about them.
Sure, but, you know, the candidates obviously are not interested in being transparent in that way. Only journalists are really interested in that, even though, you know, the public at large will benefit more from having journalists there and talking to those candidates. But, you know, in that case, and there have been many cases that where you just don't want to be out there. And if you can talk less and less to people, then that's probably better off for those politicians.
And I suppose the ego of someone to run for a large office like that, too, they probably think they're never going to get caught with any of their wrongdoing. So why bother with the media?
Yeah, and we can see the importance of journalists in a state capital and what's going on in West Virginia right now. So a lot of people are not aware of this, but there have been articles of impeachment proposed to impeach their West Virginia Supreme Court justices. And this all stemmed from an investigation by a local television station last year. They looked into lavish spending, using public money for the wrong things, using it for personal circumstances, something that's we've seen pop up before in the state, where people were, driving using state cars to go to personal events and that kind of stuff. So this TV station looked into it and got the ball rolling. And now we see all of the Supreme Court justices in West Virginia, now potentially they're going to be impeached. And that is that's been unprecedented. Nothing like that has ever happened in this country.
And this, again, underscores the value of journalism, journalist reporters doing things right. It's probably, maybe I'm behind the times, it just seems unlikely to me that a citizen could do an investigation like that and gain the traction that a television station or radio station or a newspaper could, and let people know about corrupt politicians. And so when you hear someone refer to journalists as being enemies of the people or something similar to that, it makes me wonder what that person has to hide.
Absolutely. And, you know, were journalists enemies to the people when they were able to expose, deaths at the Veterans Administration home in Quincy? Were they an enemy to the public when they exposed when Aaron Schock, when I heard about this West Virginia story, I think about Aaron Schock and what happened to him, the representative from Peoria who just overspent taxpayers' money and so on and so forth. No, this is doing a valuable and invaluable service that I think fewer people realize the value that it provides and why they need it.
Journalists are the enemies of those engaged in wrongdoing. That's
Absolutely.
How I would put it.
Absolutely, they shine a dark. They shine a light where it's dark, and they keep you informed. And even if it's negatively shines on that favorite politician of yours or within your party, you need to realize that it's neutral, it's objective, or at least it should be, and that it's for a purpose and a reason to inform and to keep you informed on very important issues.
You don't want to live in a world where you don't have journalists checking up on people in power. You just don't want that. There are a number of countries in this world that their citizens live just like that, and they live terribly. So journalists, we serve a purpose. And if people forget that, they just need to look no further than all the different articles that are coming out about all these different misuse of public funds.
In West Virginia in particular right now.
Right.
Hey, we need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.